Hello, good evening. My name is Joe calling on behalf of Opinion Survey. We're doing a short service to the people of Fresno. Can you kindly share your opinion with this? I'll be brief. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. Now, are you registered voting in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, bear with me. Now, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting on the March primary? Are you almost certain you're going to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
100%. I have never missed, voting.
A lot of people say it's like it's your American duty. Like, it's your duty.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote for those offices?
No, I will vote for sure.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, ma'am. You don't have to answer. In what year were you born? Just to make sure we're speaking to
people. Oh, I'm old. I was born in 1944, but my birthday's not till December.
Oh, you just turned right now, huh?
Yeah, so I just turned old, but I'm going to be older.
You know, Miss, I'm 51. I don't think that we ever get old. We just get wiser.
No, you know what? I'm 79. I'm going to be 80 this year at the end of the year, and I don't feel any different. I mean, you know, I've got aches and pains and everything,
mm-hmm.
but my personality has never changed. I don't feel like an old person.
You sound like a very happy person, huh? Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I'm 51. I look 80, but I feel like 20.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Okay, let's move forward. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other, another race?
I'm white.
Okay. And generally speaking, Miss, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
Oh, just a second. I'm going to ask my husband. He's
okay.
A really, really political person.
Okay.
Gordon, it's a survey.
Yeah.
Do you think Fresno County things have gone in the right direction or the wrong direction?
What kind of things?
Well, just
in general. In general.
I think Fresno County is a blue county that's gone for Democrats for the last three presidential and run by nothing but right-wing Republicans.
Could you hear what you said?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Yeah, we're a blue county run by the red.
I think that you guys, I'm sorry that you like to take part in this, and you and your husband are very active in what's going on in your community. That's good. That's good in the country.
Yeah, my husband taught history in high school.
Oh, he was a teacher. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Miss, do you feel things are going in the right direction or off the wrong track?
No, I think they're kind of going wrong right now
because
we have too many Republicans.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Can you please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor? Okay. If more than one, please tell me which is the most important. Homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, parental rights in education, public safety and crime, water policy, housing affordability, or other?
Gosh, that's hard. You know, I think I would say homelessness because we have a lot of homeless people that I see every day. Although I hear, I don't know if it's true, but they do say that sometimes the homeless people really want to be homeless, that even when you give them a place to stay, they'd rather be on the streets. So I'm not sure I understand it well, you know.
Okay.
But I do think that's important. I feel sorry for people who are in that situation.
Okay. Now, Miss, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Gavin Newsom.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Paul Dictos.
You know, I've read his name, I think, favorable.
Okay. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
What about Gary Bredfeld?
What's his last name?
Bredfeld.
Oh, gosh. The worst. Given the lowest.
Okay. So you would say...
Very unfavorable. He's an idiot.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Steve Brandow?
I believe unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
What about Donald Trump?
Oh, Lord. You can't get low enough for him. Very unfavorable.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder Gary Bredfeld, Businessman and City Council Member and Dion Burdes, for whom would you vote for?
Either Dictos or Herrera.
Okay. Now, how certain are you that you would vote for Paul Dictos? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Just a second. Do you mind if I ask my husband again?
Go ahead.
Okay, just a minute.
Gordon, Dictos is a Democrat. Can
I plan to vote for him for...
You would be very favorable?
Yeah, very favorable.
Okay, yeah, I thought I was saying it right. Okay, Dictos, we would be very favorable.
So how certain are you that you would vote for Paul Dictos on this coming election? Very certain.
Okay, I would say very certain.
Okay, thank you. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredfeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Hang on a second.
Go ahead.
Okay, Gordon, how about Steve Brandow? What kind of job does he do?
Yeah, give him a low one.
Okay.
You can tell I rely on my husband, but he taught, he taught history in high school for many years, and he's been really active in some of the Democratic groups in town.
Is he retired already?
And yeah, we're both retired. And anyway, so sometimes I get the names mixed up, but I know that he knows what he's doing. So that's why I have to ask him sometimes.
Do you mind if I ask you something? This is off the I hear you and your husband. Now, you guys are retired. You guys, I'm probably sure you guys have been together for many, many years.
59.
That's a blessing. No.
Yeah, this year we will have our 60th anniversary.
No, congratulations.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Now, I'm almost going to retire, but I mean, what is it like? Like after you retire, do things change or is it the same? It's the same.
Well, you know what? You're just if you're kind of a real busy person when you're working, it's the same. When you're retired, but you just do different things. It depends on how you look at it. We travel quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
We bought them. Well, we've had a motorhome.
Oh, wow.
Since
a
our kids were little.
Yeah,
an RV. Uh-huh. And so we drive all over the place. And we just, like for Christmas, we went to Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And we met our family down there. We told our kids to meet us in Arizona, and they did. So
I'm glad that you're enjoying your years that you worked hard. I believe that you have worked hard. Now it's time to enjoy. It's paying off, correct?
That's right. You know, if you put us together, we both worked for over 70 years.
Oh, wow.
Because we both, you know, we both went to Fresno State. And then right when we graduated, we went to work, and we didn't retire till it was time to retire. We both worked full time. I had my babies in the summer because we were teachers.
Oh, wow.
And I had my babies, so I didn't have to take time off. I had them in the summertime.
You two have citizens, like high school, something like that?
Yeah, both of us taught high school.
Oh, wow. Okay, now, Miss, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Okay? Now, a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that person?
Well, not that I, you know, would look at that kind of stuff or even want my children to, but I would be less likely to vote for someone who thinks they can do that.
Okay. Now, a candidate who is 80 years old.
I'm 80 years old.
How you doing, sir? How you doing, sir?
I just now carried the phone into him.
I think 80-year-olds are just fine.
Okay. So would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a person?
Oh, I have no problem. I don't know how to answer that because I just have no problem with the age. But I would say more likely. I'm not going to say more likely because I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if he was 80. But I would say likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
I would vote. I would be. Which kind of fee?
The trash collection.
For Fresno County?
Yes.
No, I'm having problems with Reliant. They're raising their prices and their service is terrible. It takes them 2 days to pick up the garbage. I'd be opposed to that.
Okay, so the question is like, would you vote for a candidate who has doubled the trash collection fee for Fresno County? Would you vote for someone like that?
No.
Okay. Now, what about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
That makes no difference to me at all.
Okay. Now, what about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Fresno County is plenty business friendly now. It needs to be more people friendly.
Okay, I understand. I'm sorry, Connor was your name, correct, sir? Mr. Connor?
Say that again.
Mr. Connor is your name?
No.
Gordon.
I'm Gordon.
Gordon, I'm sorry, Mr. Gordon. So, like the questions are like, for a candidate like this, what I mentioned with this statement, would you be much more likely to vote for that person, someone less likely, or much less likely for a candidate?
Oh, much less likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who would bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
I would be in favor of that. I would support that. I would be more likely to vote for that.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes, and fees?
Yeah, I have a problem with taxes, but it's that I don't think people pay enough. Somewhat.
Okay, what about this one? I know you're a candidate who is a Democrat.
I would support a candidate who's a Democrat. Yes, okay.
Now, sir, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one,
okay,
please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate, okay? Now,
okay,
the first one is Paul Dichtels currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dichtels will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this information, would you say, sir, there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Paul Victor for county supervisor?
There's a good chance of that, but you know what? This is a push-pull question. There's no bad answer to it.
Exactly. There is no bad answer. It's just your opinion. That's what matters.
Yeah, now, exactly.
Steve Brandel currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandel is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, Mr. Gordon, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Steve Brandel for county supervisor?
There's no chance.
Okay. Moving forward. Now,
by the way, I've never seen anybody at the Fresno County level ever lower taxes on anything. Ever.
Okay, what about...
Anybody tells you they're going to lower county taxes is lying to you.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I wish I could give my opinion, but I'm not entitled to. Now, Mr. Gary Bressel currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and businesses shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for a law enforcement and our military. Bressel will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this, what chances do you have? Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
No chance.
Okay. Now, after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandel, County Supervisor, and businessman Paul Dichtels, or Gary Bressel, or Dion Burdosser, for whom would you vote, sir?
I would vote for Dichtels.
Thank you, sir. And finally, sir, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Now, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat. I have voted for a Republican once in my life, but it was a long time ago.
Okay. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm a liberal.
Okay. Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
That's a difficult question. Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Graduate work in college.
Yeah, your wife is telling me that you're a teacher. I want to congratulate you. I think, personally, I'm not entitled, but I think being a teacher is one of the best things you could do in life.
Well, thank you.
Work with young people, teach them, knowing that wherever they go, they're going to take something that they have learned from you. That's beautiful. Now, and do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
We own our own home.
Okay. Now, Mr. Gordon, and I'm sorry, I do not know your wife's name, but I do want to thank you for taking
Diane is her name.
Madame, okay, for taking your time to answer these questions. I've had a blast, and I've had, you know, it's fun. I had fun talking to people who are involved in the community and involved in the country, okay? Thank you for your time, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thank
good
you.
Night, good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.